Thank you for coming for this 197th Prerna Festival. Just 15 days before, we had an ecstatic IVS Yatra to Shridham Mayapur. So how many of you were there in the Yatra? Hare Krishna. So how was the Yatra? So it was an ecstasy, right? So it was full of inspiration and nourishment. And we are fortunate by the blessings of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji, Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas. Our journey of inspiration and nourishment continues with His grace now, Nanda Dulal Prabhu. I'm very fortunate to give His introduction. Nanda Dulal Prabhu, he had done his engineering, B.Tech from mechanical, and then he worked for a very good company in IT field. And in 2005, he joined this ISKCON temple. And I would like to tell you very nice things about him, especially, you know, the personal touch he is having in the lives of people. You know, when you come to the ISKCON, what is the difference between an ISKCON temple and normal temple? What is the difference? Yahan pe bell nahi hota, lekin log sunne ke liye ready hai. Right? So, bahar bell hai, lekin yaar, devotees are there. So, ISKCON is known for devotee care. ISKCON is known for devotee care. So, as soon as you enter the ISKCON temple for Prerna Festival, what you got today? You got welcome drink? Okay, after the lecture, there will be? No prasad, right? There will be prasad. There is a kirtan. There is AC going on here. So, basically, when you come to ISKCON, you get devotee care. And I would like to introduce about Nanda Dulal Prabhu, that he breathes in and breathes out devotee care. Especially, he has been preaching to the youth for so many years. And in 2007, he started going to KEM College. You know KEM College? Medical College. And for 15 years, he has been preaching to the medical students there. How many of you are from engineering background here? Raise your hands. Okay. So you must be studying 8 hours per day, right? Sorry. 4 hours? Prabhuji, ye sab kya pooch rahe? Ek ghanta. Prabhuji, theek hai, baad mein milte. So he goes to preach to KEM College where people study 8, 10, 12, 20 hours. Can you believe this? This is one of the topmost institute in whole India, right? So he's been preaching there, and we are happy to tell you that today's prasadam is also sponsored by the pass out of KM duties. A loud haribol for them. Haribol! So you understand, to preach to these quality people, there has to be a quality person. Right? So Prabhuji, for years I have seen him going to the program, going in the, you know, this busy Bombay traffic, going there, cooking himself. You know, cooking is not a very easy task, you know. And then 4-5 items, having festivals. Then he goes to Baramati, you know. So when you come to this temple, what you see is, you see lot of people, variety. Yeah? You see children, youngsters, then there are senior people, right? So when you go to a temple, you can see in this ISKCON temple, there are variety of people. So in our devotee care, there are 12 areas of devotee care. How many areas? So there is a spiritual care, there is a financial care, there is a marriage guidance, then there is children care, like 12, and there are 12 recipients also. So Prabhuji goes to Baramati, and Baramati is our one of the flourishing center there. And he is being continuously, I see him on phone giving hours and hours of counseling. So we are very fortunate for the IVS also, he is always available. You have been to the camps of IVS, right? Yeah, so Prabhuji is there for the camps. You have been to Yatras? He is there for the Yatras, for the Prerna Festival. So we are very grateful that His Grace Nanda Dulal Prabhu has extended himself and is going to enlighten us. So let us welcome His Grace Nanda Dulal Prabhu by loudly chanting 3 times. Whoa! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Rich.
For 2 moments I was thinking, is he talking about me or is he talking about somebody else? But then I remembered I don't have any other brother by the name Nandulal Das. So it is his goodness he is able to speak all this.
Sorry to disturb you. I forgot main thing. In this temple we have a committee called Temple Care TC. And he is a TCW, so he is a chairman of that. So you can imagine all the activities happening in this temple. He's been very much active in this service. So thank you so much, Prabhu, again. Hare Krishna.
I'm happy I chose this topic. Intention and perception. He has good intentions. I'm not sure about my perceptions. We'll start with Kirtan.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Gopi Janavallabha Girivardhari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Gopi Janavallabha Girivardhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Gopi Janavallabha Girivardhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Gopi Janavallabha Girivardhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Gopi Janavallabha Girivardhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Gopi Janavallabha Girivardhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Gopi Janavallabha Girivardhari
Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine
निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे.
So thank you everyone for coming here and special thanks to our chief guests who are here. The world is just now recovering from one pandemic, the COVID pandemic. But after the COVID pandemic, there is also another pandemic that has flooded the world. This is a pandemic of misinformation and misperception. I recently came across a concept called deep fake. So deep fake is, we also heard of artificial intelligence, right? So nowadays there is a lot of talk about artificial intelligence. We don't talk about dull human beings, but we do talk about artificial intelligence. So with artificial intelligence, they have come up with a technology called deep fake. So what is deep fake? Deep fake is they monitor a person's voice and they also film somebody. So public figures who give speeches everywhere, their videos are available on YouTube. And artificial intelligence algorithm studies. How does this person speak? How? I will have a unique accent. Probably you will have another accent. So when I speak the word how does my mouth change? Some of us may speak with our mouths closed. How? Or some of the how? Right? So depending on that, the voice is recorded. And the AI algorithm, it records different points on the face. And in this way, the general words that are spoken by any human being, if you have a 1 hour speech of somebody, you get and, how, who, what, where, these words are there common. And then how does the face change when those words are spoken? And based on that, they can come up with a false video. And this video will have the face of this popular person. And the words can be manipulated and the face of that person will actually move because it's AI. And in this way, actually there is a danger of very sensitive videos coming out. And in a flared up situation where any video coming from a very top level person, and sometimes in a culturally sensitive situation, imagine if a false video comes out where there are some comments about a particular community or about a particular culture. Can you imagine how much havoc can be caused before there can be a cross-checking that whether this person actually spoke that? So this is why I mentioned that, the number of users on Facebook are increasing. Is Facebook a place where intentions are distributed or intentions are displayed, or is it a place where perceptions are made? This is my question to all of you. Every time on a picture that is uploaded on somebody's wall, a video that is posted on somebody's wall, when you post a thumbs up sign, are you speaking something about the intentions of that person or are you speaking about your perception of what he has posted? Yes? So in one sense, Facebook is said to have something like 70 to 75% of all the media on the internet. All the videos and all the photos that what are there on the internet, almost 70 to 75% is on Facebook. It's like the greatest repository of information in the form of graphics, videos and so on. Also written text is also there. When people go to some place, they say, I have been here. People post their location. So can you imagine if 75% of all the internet knowledge is on Facebook? And as per all of you intelligent people, Facebook is not more a place of conveying intentions, but is more a place of creating perceptions. Can you imagine what are we leading into? We are leading into a world where the biggest website, the most popular website, is not about intentions. It is actually about perceptions. So there are people who will post their own photograph or their own video, and every 5 minutes they are looking if somebody did a thumbs up to it. Why? Because it does not matter whether I was happy in the photograph or not. I went to a restaurant, I clicked a photograph, I put it. I purchased some new clothes, I clicked a photograph, I posted it. And I was happy when I wore those clothes. I was happy when I was eating there. I went to a temple, I offered some dakshina, I got some prasad, and I'm happy clicking pictures with the deity. I was happy there. But more important than the happiness that I experience while eating, wearing those clothes, or taking darshan of the deity is the happiness that comes when people say, yes, that's where the real juice is. And sorry to say, actually our intentions are only in that one moment photograph where we are enjoying and we want to share that happiness with others. But the rest of the happiness that we derive when we see the increasing number of likes and so on is all about perception management. It's all about telling the world, I have a little concern about my intentions, but I have a huge concern about my perceptions, the perceptions that all of you are carrying about me. It means, as days pass by, we have to be more and more careful with what people think about us rather than what we are genuinely inside. And do you see a disaster in this whole thing? That it will be less about what we are internally and it will be more about what we are displaying to the world. As I was, you know, discussing about this topic, I met one of my friends and he showed me a video where during the COVID times, health concerns increased. So people started jogging, people started cycling. And there was in general, a shift in the world consciousness towards improving your own health. So suddenly it became fashionable to walk. It became fashionable to cycle. And pre-COVID, what was fashionable? It was fashionable to ride in a taxi. It was fashionable to not walk because, you know, ordinary people walk. I can afford a taxi. And ordinary people drive in a public bus. I can afford my own personal vehicle. Yes. So fashion was associated with how much exclusive you are in your traveling, in your eating and so on. And after COVID, the more simpler you eat, the more natural you eat, the more greener you eat, the more organic you eat became fashionable. Yes. And previous to COVID, how more artificial you were in your eating, that was fashionable. Post-COVID, if you had your own car and you drove that car pre-COVID, it was fashionable. But post-COVID, riding on your own bicycle became fashionable. Yes. So now youth typically are caught in this expectation cycle. I need to be fashionable. So what happened is youth would get up in the morning. They would put on special running shoes. They would put on special clothes, which usually people put on while jogging and all. And at 4 o'clock, they'll click a picture. Yes, and your laughter completed my other sentence. And 2 minutes after posting that photo on Facebook, you go to sleep again. Yes, because you can pretend to be healthy, but then finally, you know, you have to be convinced inside, right? And then around 7 o'clock, when you wake up after the second round of sleep, then you check how many people have given a thumbs up. And most of the people who gave a thumbs up, they had woken up at 4 o'clock and 4:30. And in their own homes, they also did the whole thing. And they also took a second round of sleep. And they were also checking at 7 o'clock how many of them have seen me in my workout dress and workout shoes and all that. Yes. So this is very funny actually. That everyone knows that this may not be true. My age, my college, I know all of my friends and none of them are getting into this true improving your own health, improving your own eating habits and all. But it's all about perception. Yes. So that's why I mentioned that the first pandemic was a very a sudden pandemic and none of us were prepared for it. But in one sense, it was easy to deal with because it was related to the body. And something goes wrong with the body, the signs are visible. You can understand when there is fever, you can understand when there is a soreness somewhere and so on. But if the second pandemic is about misinformation and perceptions, then it is a pandemic about mental situation. And one problem with mental illnesses is that it cannot be detected very easily. And second is, in nine cases out of 10, the person who is deceased does not even accept that he is deceased. Now, if there is a fracture, I cannot walk. And so I go to the doctor and I say, I have a fracture, I think I cannot walk, please see. And he says, yes, it's a fracture, and it's confirmed. In mental illnesses, what happens is, many times the person who is concerned about you reports to somebody and says, I think he needs help. And the person who needs help rarely accepts that he needs help. So that's the challenge, right? So we are in a situation where there's so much misinformation, there is a possibility of deep fakes going around. So be prepared for a lot of chaos that happens because of a certain video that floats around, a certain image that floats around. And all of us today, you know, we are here in front of the deities and we are students of the Gita. We have to be very careful with what is seen, what is perceived vis-a-vis versus what we actually should be inside our own hearts. So spirituality, you know, it comes from the root word spirit. So spirit means the mood, the consciousness, the way in which you look at things. So we have to be all very careful that are we becoming victims of somebody's perceptions or are we really becoming students of learning to focus on our own thoughts, on our own consciousness. And that would be a step in the right direction after you go through this presentation. So this is not a lofty presentation, but I just thought, you know, after pandemic, I've come across many people and I have seen that very good intentioned people, extremely good intentioned people, they really want to help people, they really want to care for people, but they got caught up in this cyclone of misinformation. Are mujhe to usne kaha ki usne aise kaha. Yes. So now who told you and about what? It's a big, huge thing. And in one sense, I can tell you that pre-COVID, the parents, when they would see a cell phone, a smartphone in the hands of students, they would get concerned. And they would say, "Arey, padhai karo. Ye sab ke samay kyun barbaad kar rahe ho?" And COVID changed all that. COVID was a time when the parents gave a smartphone to every kid, their young boy, and said, "Subah se tujhe phone ke saath dekha nahi maine." So post-COVID now, the parents are expecting their children to have a cell phone. Pre-COVID, to have a DTH, a broadband, was considered to be a little bit a cause of concern for mothers and fathers. Young boy at home, late at night, he locks himself in a room and broadband is going on. So it was a cause of concern. What happened in COVID is, the same mother and father who were concerned about bringing broadband to their homes for their kids, they purchased broadband and gave it to their kids. So after COVID, the parents who gave broadband connection to their young boys and the parents who gave the latest smartphones to their, they can no longer ask their boys, what are you doing with that broadband connection? What are you doing with that smartphone late at night alone in a room? And why the door needs to be locked? You gave it. So now, you know, we are in a situation where nobody is speaking anything to the boys. Nobody can speak anything to the kids. And the easiest access to all the wrong things is possible at a fingertip. So the movie theater has a schedule. 12 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to 9 and 9 to 12. What if somebody wants to watch a movie 9 to 12 in the morning? Is there any movie theater like that? I don't know. But what is YouTube? YouTube is, you can watch the movie of your choice when you want, at a place where you want. So, you know, some old movie, it's not being shown right now. So, you can watch a movie which the cinema theaters are showing. So, it immediately limits your choice. Then you will have to go physically there. So, then it limits your choice. And the timings need to be what they do, not what you. So, the internet and all these social media sites have actually drastically changed the situation and have drastically changed how all of us at this young age, impressionable age, what are we being exposed to? And how much of it is actually understood by all of us as being extremely dangerous for our consciousness? So we have to be very careful that the intentions of certain companies may be appearing to be very noble, that we want to spread a digital revolution, but how much of it is actually digital revolution and how much of it is a digital devolution? So devolution means opposite of evolution. Devolution means devolution of consciousness, that actually we used to have good thoughts, actually we used to be very, you know, helping in nature and all that, and because of this so-called digital revolution, have we undergone a digital devolution? That now it's more about me, mine, and how many people appreciate me on the net, not in real time. So this is with some concerns I'm presenting this. This is not to mean that I am free from all this, but I'm just sharing some thoughts to help us understand and to help us churn that it's very important to be careful when we are exposed to other people's intentions, because I heard a line, when something is free, you are the product. Yes? So on the internet, almost everything is free. Yes? YouTube, is it free? Yes? I'm going to ask a few questions in between. I'll keep them simple. But, you know, it will help, right? So is YouTube free? But you know what? Every video that you watch is being recorded. And that's how they determine what could be a good suggestion for you. And all that data is being sold to companies. So we don't know. We don't know all that. And we think we are getting a lot of it for free. But no, we are the products that are being sold. Data about us is being sold. Amazon, every time you log in and you search, it's being recorded. Even if you don't purchase, it's being recorded. And next time you log into Amazon, they'll give you similar products. Yes? So how do they know all this? Because you are the product. So we need to be careful, basically. I'm not here to alarm you. I'm here to make you a little bit aware. And it will help if all of us can learn from today's presentation. So who do you think is the true winner here? The child on the left is first. And the child on the right is third. Yes. So finally, it's about the smile on his face and it's about the happiness that he's undergoing. Okay. Who do you think should be paid more money? Yes. So now Mossy, you know, does not have anybody to... She does not have a PR manager. Yes. So it's all about perception in today's world. Is it not? Okay. I have a very small clip that will help me convey the point.
Quest Mortgage, proud sponsor of the NFL.
This has a fractured fibula. Given mild sedative. So he can be able to go home tomorrow.
Daddy's going to be so excited.
That killed him.
Okay, done. This is... I have some situations from daily life, and these are just scenarios that can happen in anybody's life, okay? So these are possible discrepancies, and these are basically based on the thought process that a person can have and how it can be misinterpreted. So the first person is saying, he's thinking, these are thoughts. I'm a straight talker. I like to be clear from my side so that there are no unnecessary confusions later. And the second person is saying, this person is very cold and is very insensitive. And this person seems to be a Mr. Know-it-all. You got the point? Second example. The first person is thinking, I know I haven't praised him so much all these years, two friends. But I wish to change. I wish to praise him now. And the second person is thinking, I think he wants something from me today, and that's why he's battering me all of a sudden with so much praise. Understand the intention and perception game? Okay.
Third example. I know I haven't praised him so much all these years, but I wish to change. I wish to praise him now. And how the second person is interpreting it? I know this is a sarcastic comment from a person who never ever saw anything good in me all these years. Can this happen? Okay. Example number 3. Today I will share my struggles and inner victories with my friend. It has been a long, hard journey for me. And the second person is thinking, this person is so much self-absorbed. Is there no other worthy topic to talk on with me? So what is going on here is, the first person is trying to reach out to the second person. And the second person does not have a clue about what are the intentions of the first person. And he is thinking, why is he so much self-absorbed? Apne baare mein kitna bolega? Whereas the first person is thinking, I want to share my struggles with you. I want to connect. Guhyam akhyati prichyati. Example number 4. The first person is thinking, in previous relationships, I have been abused previously when I have opened my heart. So I will not share my feelings with my friend, at least not right now. And the second person is thinking, I wonder why this is such a closed person, always keeping feelings bottled up within. Have any one of you undergone this kind of experiences? Okay. Last example in this category. The wife and the husband. Now, many of us may not have this example, but some of us sitting in this room might identify with this. The wife is saying, please take good care of the baby. He needs warm milk in the morning and some rice paste in the afternoon. And make sure you feed the child personally. Don't use spoons. Keep a handkerchief nearby. The mothers are usually more careful than the fathers. And the father is saying, he's thinking, am I a fool? Am I blind? I have seen you doing all this so many times. Don't you trust me? He's my kid also. And the mother will never ever get exhausted talking about the precautions to be taken. Ek na wo topi rakh lena, thand ke din chal rahe abhi. Aur fan jab lagayenge to chadar od lena. And the father is saying, come on, you know, I'll do that. So this is a typical thing that happens in a relationship. It could be a friend-friend relationship. It could be a family relationship. But many times, the thoughts are misinterpreted based on our own situation. So there is a gap between what was said and what was perceived. Will this track work? So two friends, like all of you youngsters, they met each other after a gap of 5 years. They attended a Prerna in 2015 and then they attended Prerna in 2020. And one of the friends said, it's so nice, I'm meeting you after a long, long time. Let us go for a walk on Chowpatty Beach. And the other person said, actually, at this time of the evening, there is a lot of breeze that is blowing on Chowpatty Beach and I catch cold very easily. So it will be very difficult for me to come to Chowpatty Beach. So they said, okay, no problem. Let's go to Govinda's restaurant and have a treat together. They said, actually, you know what? I take my dinner at 6 o'clock every day. And it's already 7:38. So it will be difficult for me to go for a dinner with you. They said, okay, no problem. Let's do one thing. I have a car with me. Let's go for a drive on Nariman Point. Marine Drive tak jayenge aur wapis aayenge. So actually, you know what? I have a motion sickness problem. And as soon as I sit in a car, I start getting little difficult. अरे डोंट वरी, एक काम करते हैं, यहाँ पे ना हैंगिंग गार्डन है पीछे, वहां चलते हैं, हैंगिंग गार्डन में जाएंगे, वो थोड़ी सीढ़ियां चढ़नी पड़ेंगे. सो एक्चुअली यू नो व्हाट, माय लेग्स आर नॉट रियली गुड शेप बिकॉज आई एम फीलिंग लिटिल एग्जॉस्टेड. अरे डोंट वरी, एक काम करते, यहाँ पे मफतलाल स्विमिंग पूल है, तो लेट्स गो फॉर ए स्विम टूगेदर. यू नो व्हाट, एक्चुअली आई हैव लिटिल फोबिया ऑफ वॉटर. Yes. And after these 5 proposals, which didn't work, you know, the first person who was giving proposals, he said, okay, no problem. Let's just continue listening to the lecture. So what was happening here? Anybody of you, what do you feel? What was happening here? Just a simple understanding. It's not too philosophical. It's not too technical. What is happening here? The first person was trying to reach out to the friend. Was he really hungry? Was the first person hungry to eat in the Govindas? No. Was he really wanting to go on a drive to Nariman Point and come back? No. But he came for the Prerna lecture. Right? Was he really going to go to Hanging Gardens? No. Was he really wanting to go to a swim in Mafatlal swimming pool? No. Actually, what he was trying to do was he was trying to reach out to his friend whom he met after 5 years. And the other person never ever understood it. And he was focusing on the words being spoken. स्विमिंग पूल में नहीं कर सकता मैं, ऊपर नहीं चढ़ सकता मैं, कार में नहीं जा सकता मैं, अभी मैं खाना नहीं खा सकता. इट वॉज नेवर अबाउट दैट. यू नो देर आर दिस रेस्टोरेंट चेन कॉल्ड कैफे कॉफी डे और मे बी सम अदर थिंग्स ऑल्सो, स्टारबक्स, राइट? स्टारबक्स, ओके, स्टारबक्स. सो यूजली वेन यू गो टू ए स्टारबक्स और वेन यू गो टू ए कैफे कॉफी डे, ये तो बहाना है. You know, the coffee that is sold there, I have not been there. I heard, you can correct me, one coffee costs something like 200 or 250 rupees. Yes? And then still people go there. Why do people go there? For a coffee of 250, you outside you can get a coffee for much less. It's not about the coffee. Coffee to bahana hai. It's basically coming together, spending some time together, getting a time to chit-chat, and not having a place where you can sit in privacy and talk. So the money is definitely not for the coffee. The money is for the free internet that's there. The money is for the air conditioning. It's basically a time to hang out together. Yes? So this new chain of restaurants that are not really dinner restaurants, they are really snacks restaurants, but they are very costly, is basically giving a facility to people to hang out together when they cannot hang out together at other places. So what this first person was doing was he was trying to create a facility to connect. But the second person never understood it. And that's why he kept on rejecting. And finally, how the first person must have felt when he heard all this? He must have felt really bad. So he never understood. Yes. So sometimes what happens is what was said and what was perceived, there is a gap in between. Okay. The first five examples were about thoughts. And now we are going to present a few examples about posture. How posture also matters. One person is saying, let me just sit quietly for some time. I'm very busy day today. And I also slept late night yesterday. But what is the posture of the first person?
You know, down, slouched.
And the second person who's looking at this person from a distance is saying, I wonder what went wrong with him today. Nothing went wrong. He's just taking some time off. कोई थक के बैठा है, जरूरी नहीं कि उसके जीवन में कुछ गलत हुआ है. But people come to very fast perceptions. And many of the times they don't even see them as perceptions, they see them as conclusions. Mujhe pata hai kya hai. Okay. Second, these two people in an office environment are talking with each other in a corner. And he says, I have a beautiful plan for the company. Would like to share with you. And maybe we should discuss with our bosses, with the higher ups. And somebody who's looking at these two people in one corner, they're talking to each other. He's saying, looks like both of them are sharing their pain. They're not sharing their pain, they're sharing their plan. But people often come to quick conclusions. This is one person who's spending a lot of time explaining something to a friend. But this is also happening in a company environment. So, blah, 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 blah. बहुत समय से कुछ ना कुछ बोल रहा है वो. Blah, blah, blah. For God's sake, at least now do you understand what I'm saying? And somebody who's watching this whole conversation from a distance, he did not hear it. He's saying, seems to be someone who wishes to explain things very nicely and not make people gulp things forcibly. समझा के अच्छे से बता रहे. Whereas what is the first person saying? Is अभी तो समझ में आ रहा है कि नहीं मैं क्या बोल रहा हूं. So, from a distance, you cannot understand what is being discussed. If you can misunderstand and misinterpret a conversation that you heard, we saw five examples of that. सुनी हुई बातें के हम समझ नहीं पा रहे हैं, सुनी हुई बातों को हम डिकोड नहीं कर पा रहे. Can you imagine how much there is a chance of faulty decoding when you see some people at a distance talking with each other and you come to quick conclusions? Yes? So there is something called as a perception pyramid. At the bottom is what we think, what is going on inside. A little bit above that is what we say. And if you observe, what we say is little smaller than what we think. It means we will have 10 thoughts inside us, but when we speak it out, only 8 come out. There is a loss in transmission. What we do is again a smaller part of what we say. It means when people watch our actions, they are going to be almost 50% of what we think. So there are a lot of things inside and which we think, aisa to hai na? Samajh mein nahi aaya aapko. But what I am thinking is not visible to you because you are not mind readers. So if you see the pyramid, then what we do is only 50% of what we think inside. And then another reduction happens in the way people perceive what we do or what we speak. So how far, what is the gap between what people perceive and what we think? In percentage, on the basis of the figure in front of you, can you tell me what is the percentage gap? How much is actually being perceived and how much is actually being thought in our own minds? Percentage mein bata sakta hai koi? Yeah, it looks, you know, like less than 50. The size of the triangle, how we are perceived and size of the triangle. So it means all of us need to learn from this perception pyramid. We may be thinking so many things in our own, but if we don't have clear communication and if we are not able to convey it properly, we will be misperceived. Who was misperceived? Lord Ramchandra. People passed a misperception about him. Who is Lord Ramchandra? Lord Ramchandra is called Maryada Purushottam. Maryada Purushottam means he always lived his life within a particular Maryada. He never ever crossed limits, especially because he wanted to set an example. So everything about his life is spotless. At least about Lord Krishna, certain things like he has many gopis and certain things people are not able to reconcile, ordinary people. Those who know about his life, those who understand the Gita, they understand his position. But about Lord Ramchandra, there is nothing, spotless, no doubts. But even such a spotless person was misinterpreted and misperceived, and he was commented upon by whom? Another king, right? The person who passed a comment on Lord Ramchandra was a big king. He was a dhobi. He's washing the clothes of the whole world, but he could not wash his own glasses. He's looking at Lord Ramchandra, he could not wash his own heart. He's speaking about Lord Ramchandra, but he could not wash his own tongue. It's very interesting that a dhobi whose job is to just wash, wash and wash and clean other people's clothes could never clean himself. And he was very fast in passing a comment about Lord Ramchandra's character, about whom it takes great efforts to pass a comment on Lord Ramchandra's character. We have an example of Lord Krishna also, that Lord Krishna in the Samantak jewel pastime, there is a story about King Satrajit. And this King Satrajit was a great devotee of Surya. And he got a jewel. And when he got a jewel, then people told him, you should gift it to Krishna because Krishna is the real king of Dwarka. But he said, no, I want to keep this jewel with me. And then that jewel was taken by his brother. His brother wanted to flaunt it. So brother put on the jewel and he went on a horse to the forest. And in the forest, his horse was hunted by a lion. And the jewel was taken away. And because Satrajit was also there, then Satrajit was also hunted. So Satrajit's dead body was found in the jungle. The horse's dead body was also found in the jungle. But the jewel was missing. So you know what? Comment, what perception went around in Dwarka? Pehle hi bola tha ki Shri Krishna ko dena chahiye aapne. Aur shayad Shri Krishna ko ye jewel chahiye tha. So when the brother of Satrajit went into the forest and now he's found dead, it is possible, we don't know for sure, but it is possible that Krishna was involved in the killing of Satrajit's brother, and probably there is some connection somewhere. Why Satrajit's brother got murdered in the forest. And just see, the jewel is missing. Can you imagine this? Imam vivasvate yogam proktavan aham avyayam. Surya is the recipient of knowledge from Krishna. In the Gita, Krishna says that. Shashi Surya Netrayo. The eye of Krishna is Surya and Chandra. These are two eyes of Krishna. How would a gift from Surya be suitable temptation for Lord Krishna? But the nature of this world, I'm trying to educate you about the nature of this world, that people pass fast comments on Lord Ramchandra. People passed fast comments on Lord Krishna. And we are also devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Jagannath Puri, and god brother of his guru, Srila Ramachandra Puri, he is visiting Jagannath Puri. And as he visits, he has a habit of passing quick comments. So in the beginning, he would pass quick comments on the ordinary devotees of Puri. And people came and told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, aapke jo guru ke sthan pe hai Ramchandra Puri, wo kya karte hai? Because he is a senior even to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the community leader in Jagannath Puri. So devotees would think, arre hamare jo community leader hai, unke guru ke sthan pe Ramchandra Puri hai, wo Jagannath Puri mein aaye hai, we should invite him for prasad. We should honor him by inviting for prasad. And this Ramchandra Puri is invited by all your followers in Jagannath Puri. And when he goes there, when he is being fed, he eats that prasad. But his eyes are on the plate of the other person. How much the host is eating. And after the eating is completed, he starts passing comments. Oh my God. Aap kitni roti khate hai? Aap kitni dal peete hai? Aap kitne pakode khate hai? And this slowly happened with every devotee in Jagannath Puri. And the devotees came and told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are calling him out of love. We are calling him out of respect to our homes. But the only thing that he is doing is not accepting that respect. And he is not looking at a good side. We may have some faults, but he is not looking at a good side. The only intention of Ramchandra Puri to come to our homes is to keep an eye on our diet. And in front of us, he'll pass comments. And then when he goes to the next home, he passes a comment. Last day, this person invited me for prasad. And he ate a lot of puris. And he ate a lot of rice and so on. So they were really confused. How can somebody who's on the level of the guru of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such a broad-minded personality, how could he be like that? And Lord Chaitanya said, he's on the level of my guru. No comments. Let it be as it is. And then one day, this Ramchandra Puri came to Lord Chaitanya's room, Gambhira. And in Gambhira, he saw a few ants on the floor. So now ants in tropical countries like India, they're everywhere. It's not, but in America and all, it would be rare. Right? So there are some ants moving in Lord Chaitanya's personal room. And this Ramchandra Puri, without missing a heartbeat, he started shouting, look, 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 what a false sannyasi this is. He has kept secret sweets in his room. And because he has kept secret sweets in his room, that's why these ants are here. He did not ask Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not check if there are sweets. He did not even see there is sweets. Nobody even Puri told that Lord Chaitanya's favorite thing is sweets and he keeps sweets. Uska koi aga picha, koi proof hi nahi hai. The only place where those sweets exist are in the accusations of Ramchandra Puri. And what is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's response to it? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's response is no response. He just kept quiet. And after that, when Ramchandra Puri returned to his room, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, from today onwards, I am going to reduce my eating to half. Now, all the pleasure of all the devotees in Puri was to feed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jagannath Prasad. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke half prasad, devotees were devastated. And then devotees said, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eating half, we also will eat half. So, the entire Puri community was eating half prasad. So, those of us who read Chaitanya Charitamrita or hear Gaur Leela, Sri Gaur Purnima is coming up on 7th of March. A lot of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is about prasadam eating pastimes. And how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally fed prasad with his own hands, very lovingly to his devotees. Who fed all of us prasad with own hands? Nahi, kisi ne nahi khilaya aapko? Kya yaar, hamara memory to nasht prayeshu abadreshu, matlab prayana alpayushu sabya kala vasmin ho gaya ye to. Our mother, right? Nobody else feeds with hands, but mother always likes to. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had that kind of loving attitude for the devotees, and he would feed with his own hands in the plate, you know, but not with the spoons. He had spoons, you know, out of love. So many of us might feel, Prabhuji, why was I not born in Puri when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there? So much prasadam eating pastimes. And such a long list, you know, this Puri and you know this achar and this chutney. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami goes to great lengths describing the names of the items. And sometimes people get excited reading all that. We should also know that all the devotees who participated in this prasadam ordering pastimes with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ate till they could not, you know, it was humanly not possible. It's out of love. It's a reciprocation. Bhungte bhojayate chaiva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eating with love from their hands and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eating. It's not humanly possible. We should also know the other side of Jagannath Puri, that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped eating and he started eating only 50%, the entire community also started eating 50%. This is called love. And then what happened is, when this happened, this news went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has started eating only half. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started eating half. So when this news went to Ramchandra Puri, Ramchandra Puri again came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give him some gyan. He said, what kind of a sannyasi are you? Are you not a devotee of Lord Krishna? Because in the Gita, Lord Krishna has said, yukta ahara, yukta vihara, yukta cheshtra, and yukta karma. Na ati ashnatastu yogosti, na chaikantam anashnataha, na ati swapna shilasya, na jagrata chaiva charjuna. So Krishna mentions in the Gita, if you eat too much or you eat too less, you cannot become a yogi. If you sleep too much, ati swapna shilasya, or jagruta naiva charjuna, or you sleep too little, you cannot become a yogi. Srila Prabhupada would say, when you sleep too much, you become lazy. And you sleep too little, you become crazy. So Ramchandra Puri, he came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and again chastised him. Matlab, khao to takleef, nahi khao to takleef. So basically, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just accepted this as purification. And 2 months later, Ramchandra Puri, on his own, he left Jagannath Puri. And it is mentioned by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, when the devotees heard that Ramchandra Puri has left Jagannath Puri, it was as if a big stone slab was kept on their head. And they were carrying that burden for 2 months on their head. And suddenly when Ramchandra Puri's news that he has exited Puri has come, that stone slab fell on the ground and they felt relieved. Bahut bada bojha leke ghoom rahe the. So I mentioned 3 incarnations. Lord Ramchandra, spotless. He was misperceived and they passed comments on him. Lord Krishna, spotless. But in Dwarka Vasis, there was a rumor that he is involved in the murder of the brother of Satrajit. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is mentioned that he taught by his own example. Apani Achari Prabhu Jivera Shikhaya. Lord Krishna said, surrender unto me. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, let us surrender to Krishna. So because he wants to teach us, so can you imagine how spotlessly clean Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be? But there are people who saw faults even in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's character. And they are making false accusations. There is no proof. There is no nothing. It is just interpretation. So that's why we have to be very careful that, you know, the initial examples that we saw was at this level, what we say. And the later examples that we saw was at what we do. And both these things are in our control. What we think is inside and how we are perceived is outside. But we have to work at these 2 levels. So you have to be very careful. Okay. There is this elements of personal communication. So when we have a conversation with people, how many of you talk with other people during the day? Okay. It's very interesting. You know, Charlie Chaplin, he would make silent movies, right? The last 2 movies that he made of his career were talking movies. And they bounced. They didn't work. Because people said, you better be silent. आपका साइलेंट मूवीज अच्छा लगता है, टॉकिंग मूवीज अच्छा नहीं लगता है. सो दोज़ 2 लास्ट मूवीज फ्लॉप्ड एंड एक्चुअली यू नो इट हर्ट हिम वेरी मच. सो आई वाज चेकिंग इफ यू आर पार्ट ऑफ द फर्स्ट ग्रुप ऑफ मूवीज और सेकंड पार्ट ऑफ द मूवीज. सो सेकंड पार्ट, राइट? यू टॉक विद पीपल. सो व्हेन यू टॉक विद पीपल, वी फील I spoke very clearly to this person. But our words convey only 7% of our message. And how many of us focus on our words? Many of us don't even focus on our words. But those of us who focus on our words, if you are a person who gives presentations in your company, or you are one of the student leaders in your college and you give a speech in the college socials, I have seen people prepare a speech. And they prepare that speech. Every line is measured. And some shayari is there in between, or some joke is there in between, yes, to keep it very interesting. But unfortunately, only 7% is conveyed based on the words that you speak. 38% is the voice that you use and the tone that you use. 38% is the tone of what you use, and then people will be only understanding 38% of what you understand. And so you have to be careful with the tone. The tone should go up and down. So tone should go up. And sometimes it should go down. So if you speak in a monotonous way, that 38% is gone. Right? And then, if you are somebody who does not use his hands to convey something, if your face is not used as a tool for expression, because when you are speaking, people are looking at your faces. They are not looking at your legs. They are not looking at your lower part of the body. It means a good communicator is not just interested in giving a good speech. He's also interested in using the right words at the right time. And he also gives pauses in between for people to think over. Because if you're speaking, and if people are not able to process it, the message is not conveyed. So how many of you feel this was a big revelation that words are only 7% of our communication? We thought it was 95% of our communication. So, my dear friends, if somebody is hearing us and our words are only 7%, can you imagine how much we need to work on our communication skills? Yes? So please do the needful. Causes for gap. I have a small list of causes for gap in communication. So as far as the self is concerned, our narratives is the first reason why there is a gap. It means the environment in which we were born. If I was born in an area of the city where everyone used to talk very roughly, then when I talk with devotees, I also talk roughly. But it does not necessarily mean that I am a person who wants to behave roughly. So it depends on what family background we came from. Are, ture. If you are from that kind of a background, then it will come even in talks with devotees. So one time I was traveling from one Aivas Yatra. We were in Vrindavan and we were on the return journey. And I have one friend in the ashram. His name is Prem Kishore Prabhu. Yes. But he's a friend. So in Marathi, I spoke something which I'll share. We were having dinner in the train return. So I said, Prem Kishore, tumhi kaya vaadta hai? So in English it means, Prem Kishore, what are you serving? So another senior devotee was next to me. He said, it's a very interesting what you spoke. Actually, I should have spoken Prem Kishore Prabhu. Right? So when I don't call Vaishnavas as Prabhu, it's not actually respecting them. So I said Prem Kishore. But I used respect by saying, Tumhi kaya vaadta hai. I did not say, Tu kaya vaadto hai. So this person said, when you are dealing with this devotee, there is intimacy by saying Prem Kishore. You are not using the word Prabhu. But there is also respect because it naturally came out, Prem Kishore, Tumhi kaya vaadta hai. So he said, that sometimes in the name of Prem Kishore Prabhu, this Prabhu, actually, in the name of respect, we create a distance with fellow devotees. So, hamesha Prabhu, 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 bolke kya hota hai? Pass mein hi nahi jate ho devotee ke. And sometimes in the name of friendship, we talk so lightly with each other, we don't see each other as Vaishnavas, we don't see each other. So, how should we speak? There should be intimacy in our talks. There should be intimacy in the way we address each other, but never at the cost of respect. So by talking too much Prabhu language, if it is creating a distance between you and your friends, don't use Prabhu. But by not using Prabhu, if you are becoming too familiar with each other, that is also not good. So then, I really remember that example, yes? So it all depends on, you know, what kind of culture we were exposed to. So culture will determine how we talk. Mental GPS. GPS means GPS shows where we are at the moment. So my GPS will show I'm at 7 km Munshimar and so on. So mental GPS means inside my mind, where do I think I am? What is my personal image of myself? So some of us might have a high personal image of ourselves. And when somebody talks to us in a very friendly way, we may not be able to relate to it and we may say, why are you disrespecting me? Actually, he did not disrespect. He just talked in a casual way. But I have an inflated self-image of myself. A balloon, actually it's a very small piece of rubber. But when you push air into it, it becomes a huge thing. So sometimes we may be like a balloon, actually small in size. But depending on how many Facebook friends we have, and how many Instagram reels we release every day, it depends, the size of our ego depends. And then depending on the size of our ego, somebody who talks to us in a very friendly way, we might misinterpret as, he never respects me. Actually, he's trying to reach out as a friend. But I may be a YouTube star. And all that stardom on YouTube, I bring into my friend circle. Yeah, so in the ashram, one of our senior brahmacharis at one point of time, he was becoming very popular on a television channel. Lot of, you know, episodes were coming. And when His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj met him, then Radhanath Maharaj said, I'm very happy that you are becoming a star on the television. But as you are becoming more and more famous, I'm also getting more and more concerned about you. So when you become a star and when you are having stardom at the television channel, when you go for recording, when you come into the ashram, when you enter the ashram gate, you take all your stardom and keep it outside the ashram gate. And when you enter the ashram gate, you be a normal, ordinary brahmachari. Because if you bring that crown of being a YouTube star, this channel star, whatever, into the ashram, then what will happen is you will not be able to talk and chat and spend quality time with your friends. Because you think he's not a YouTube star, he's not an Instagram star. And that's how social media infects us. Because people are appreciating your videos does not mean that your friends also should appreciate your videos, because much of what you are speaking on YouTube is also being spoken by your friends, but it's that they don't record and they don't put. Yes, basically all of us, what we are speaking is from the Srimad Bhagavatam. What we are speaking is Vyasa Uchishta. How many of us have original content? Anything in the world has to be Vyasa Uchishta. Now, the way you speak it may be very attractive, but finally it is packaging. Finally, the message is Prabhupada's message. The message is Krishna's message. The message is Vyasa Rishi's message. The Vyasa message is Vrindavan Das Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Lochan Das Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur. Yes. So when we bring that stardom into a friend circle, it creates friction. So, you know, in our own places, probably, you know, you are a group of friends and one of you becomes very popular in your company. You get a best employee award. But the day when you get that best employee award, when you return home and you throw a party for your friends, do not carry that air with you. You're just a friend. And you tell, pata nahi, jo tumne nahi dekha, mere mein, usne kaise dekh liya? Mere boss ne kaise dekh liya? But dekh liya, chalo, manate hai, khushi manate hai. But we should not carry all that success with us. So mentally, we should be grounded. The GPS should be grounded. Challenges of a multicultural society. There is a story about one Italian wife who got married to an American husband. And they had a good marriage, both of them had a nice marriage. At one point of time, they developed a lot of ill feelings for each other and both of them filed for a divorce. And they went to the divorce lawyer and the husband said, it's all finished. The lawyer said, that's okay, but why do you feel? No, no, it's all finished. Maan liya, lekin bataiye to. She does not love me. So he looked at the woman and said, did you speak that to him? He said, no, never. So what makes you feel that she does not love you? Bread. Look, bread. Kuch batayenge kya? Okay. She makes bread at home. And you know what she does? You cannot believe this. Lawyer said, I am ready to believe whatever, please speak. The two extreme ends of the bread, the hard pieces of the bread, she serves me those bread pieces. And as he spoke that, this wife started crying tears. Ooh. And the lawyer said, aapko kya ho gaya? So she said, I'm from Italy. And in Italy, the best part of the bread is considered to be the two end pieces of the bread. And she said, all this time I was thinking, main bread jo bana rahi hun, uska sabse achha bread mere pati ko dungi. Because I love him. And all this while, the husband was thinking, she does not love me, kyunki mujhe soft dena chahiye. America mein softness ko jyada mahatva hai. You know, pizza is hard or soft? Hey, come on, that base is hard, huh? The cheese is soft. So Italy is more into hard base and soft cheese. Right? But it's crunchy rahega to maza aata na, soft soggy rahega to pizza khayega kya koi? So Italy is into hard and America is into soft. So he wanted the middle part of the bread and she wanted to serve the extreme, and they never spoke about it to each other, and that went to that extreme. And when she heard, she said, pehle bataya kyun nahi? And he said, aapne kyun nahi bataya? And in this way, this one communication between both of them, it solved their divorce problem. It saved them from ruining their lives. Why am I speaking this? If, you know, the examples that we saw on the screen, we are from the same country, so not much cultural differences. But still, within India, they say every 25 kilometers, the language changes. Accent or change. Marathwada ka Marathi alag hai, Vidarbha ka Marathi alag hai. Latur vagere ka wo Hyderabadi touch aata hai thoda sa. Solapur ka alag hai, Kokan ka alag hai. Bombay mein alag hai yahan pe to. Hai ki nahi? So, culture matters a lot. Now, Italy, different culture, in America, different culture, everything else was good, but just that they could not understand. In Spain, if you are traveling by boat and you step on the boat, your right foot first, it is considered to be inauspicious and the person will not accept you. That's how it is. Now, in our altar, it is said when you enter the altar, you should always enter with your right foot first. So, Vedic culture is about right foot first. Abhi Spain mein main jaunga, right foot first karunga, toh bole, tu ja. So, the more we are living in a cross-cultural society, more we have to be careful. If you go with Indian habits to America, and if you are eating idli sambar, and after eating the idli, then you... gone! Yes? They are not going to accept you. You may pay in dollars, or you may pay in euros, or whatever. Don't do that. So now, all of us are sitting in Radha Gopinath Temple, Temple Hall. This is a multicultural society, right? I can see faces in front of me and I know who you are. Some of you are Marathi, some of you are Marwadi, some of you are Gujarati, and some of you are from different backgrounds. And all of us are here together attending Prerna class, and we'll chant together in the Kirtan and we'll have Mahaprasad together. And the mood is, we will all become devotees together and we'll all preach together. And we'll expand ISKCON. I didn't hear the last word. What was it?
Together.
What was the last word?
Together.
Okay. So, aisa nahi na, together khane mein, nachne mein, yatra mein, lekin preaching mein nahi together. Preaching mein, aap apka preaching program, main apna preaching program. Is ISKCON going to grow by my efforts, alone efforts? All of us have to be together, right? For this Prerna program, some of our preachers manage the sound system. Some of our preachers, they send devotees today morning for sabji cutting. Some of our preachers are managing the prasadam serving table downstairs. Some of our preachers are going to give gifts downstairs. Some of our preachers invited the special guest for the lecture today. It's a team. This Prerna is a team. The IYS Yatra in Mayapur was a team. The IYS camp is a team. How can ISKCON expand without a team? So we are ready to take prasadam together. We are ready to chant together. We are ready to dance together. But are we ready to expand ISKCON together? So if we really want to expand ISKCON together, we have to understand ISKCON is not a society of Marwadis. ISKCON is not a society of Gujarati people. ISKCON is not a society of Maharashtrian people. ISKCON is a society of everyone and anyone. Jara dekha taraka. You know what it means? It means is temple hall mein aaj jitna variety hai, 10 साल के बाद में वो वैरायटी कम होगा कि बढ़ेगा? यू नो व्हाट इट मींस? द चैलेंज टू स्टे टुगेदर इज गोइंग टू इंक्रीज विथ इंक्रीजिंग वैरायटी, बिकॉज वी आर ए मल्टीकल्चरल सोसाइटी. एक हस्बैंड वाइफ अलग अलग कल्चर से उतना तकलीफ हो गया. इस टेम्पल हॉल में अभी 550 पीपल आर सिटिंग एंड ऑल ऑफ यू आर फ्रॉम वेरीड कल्चरल बैकग्राउंड एंड ऑल ऑफ अस वॉन्ट टू सर्व श्रील प्रभुपाद टुगेदर एंड ऑल ऑफ अस वॉन्ट टू हैव अ यूनिफाइड इस्कॉन. वॉट डज इट मीन फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस? वॉट रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी इट पुट्स ऑन अवर शोल्डर्स? एनी वन ऑफ यू? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That was my responsibility to chant. Now your responsibility. Anybody wants to say what responsibility puts on us? We'll have to cooperate and we'll have to understand. Kabhi kabhi ye jo bolega, mujhe samajh mein nahi aayega. But he wants to serve Prabhupada and he has good intentions. That's why he's come to ISKCON. Who wants to come to an organization where no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit, no gambling? So anybody who comes to ISKCON and understands the 4 rules and 16 rounds, bap re bap. Anybody who has come to ISKCON has to have good intentions, has to have a desire to improve himself. A person who does not have a desire to improve himself will not come inside because the rules of ISKCON are very clear. Public information hai. Dusre koi organization mein koi rules rehta hai kya? 4 rules rehta hai kabhi kuch? Ye nahi khana, wo nahi khana, ho rehta hai kuch? ISKCON is the only organization that publicly says, we don't do this, we don't do this, we don't do this, we don't do this, and we do 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is in one sense is extraordinary. So anybody who walks into this temple, he has genuine intentions. Why would he come to ISKCON? To follow rules, do you come? So, ye sab hone ke baad mein, if there is some misunderstanding, we have to focus more on, he is from a different culture. Now let me sit with him and understand how to understand how he is right. It also depends, the gap also depends on the first impression of this specific person. One of our senior brahmacharis, he mentions, 15 years back in Vrindavan during Kartik Yatra, there was a line for prasadam. And one particular devotee was taken out from that line. He was doing something and this devotee went to him and said, Prabhu, ab line mein se bahar aaiye. Ab gadbad kar rahe. Whatever he was doing. This devotee, 15 years later, when he sees this senior brahmachari in the ashram, he does, aapne mereko 15 saal pehle nikala tha line mein se. Yes? So the first impression of that devotee is still, now after that, you know, he has done so much contribution to ISKCON Chowpatty, but it's unfortunate that we don't remember positive things that people have done and we remember only certain friction points. So recently I was discussing with one of my friends, why is it that somewhere maybe I raised my voice for some discipline and that is remembered and all the good things that I did nobody remembers. So he said, simple hai Prabhu. Kya simple hai? To bole, agar yahan pe kharoch aati hai, to wo 2 mahine tak dikhti hai. Yes? The scratch on the hand is visible for 2 months, but if somebody caresses you, there is no sign. When I'm feeling down and somebody comes and says, kya hua Nandulal? What happened? There is no sign on my back ki kisi ne mujhe sarahana di. To jab koi sarahana deta hai, uska koi nishan nahi rehta hai. Lekin jab kharoch aati hai, to uska nishan hota hai. Isliye log hamesha kharoch ko yaad rakhte hai, sarahana ko yaad nahi rakhte. But if we want to become sincere devotees, then we have to also focus on, I'm not saying neglect the scratches. It's difficult to neglect the scratches. But can we also make it a point to remember all the good things that we have received from devotees and not just the scratches that we have received from devotees? Will it help us? And so we have to improve on our perceptions. Our personal mood that day. That day if we are in a bad mood, then we'll misinterpret everyone. Jaise wo aadmi tha, bola tha, I really want to share my struggles with my friend. And that person was saying, he's so self-absorbed. Apne hi bare mein bolte ja raha hai. It also depends on our own general attitude towards life. So if people have cheated us all the time, then we feel even the devotees will cheat us. And if it is about the other person, then the body language matters a lot. And the clarity of communication matters a lot. So one devotee, he came to meet me around 1 month back. And I asked him, so where are you working now? And he said, BAC. And he stopped there. So, main soch mein pad gaya, BAC naam ki koi badi company lag rahi hai. You know, like it was a TCS. So, TCS, everyone knows. So, it's a BAC. BAC kaun si company hai? Dar dar ke poocha maine. So, usne bola, Bombay Stock Exchange. मतलब अच्छा बी एस ई, इट्स नॉट बी एस ई, गॉट अ पॉइंट? सो ही सेड बी एस ई ओनली, बट द वे यू प्रोनाउंस, इफ इज अ बी एस ई, इज बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज, बट द वे ही स्पोक इज बी ए सी, इट साउंड्स ऑलमोस्ट सिमिलर, राइट? सो समटाइम्स यू नो देयर इज नो क्लैरिटी इन अवर कम्युनिकेशन, एंड समटाइम्स बिकॉज ऑफ दैट वी फील कि उसने ऐसे क्यों बोला मेरे बारे में. सो वी आर सो मच इन टू वॉचिंग मूवीज, एक्चुअली वी मेक अवर ओन मूवीज. हु इज द डायरेक्टर ऑफ दैट मूवी? आई एम सो हैप्पी यू आर गेटिंग इन्वॉल्व इन द डिस्कशन टूडे. हु इज द डायरेक्टर ऑफ द मूवी? हु इज द प्रोड्यूसर ऑफ द मूवी? हु इज द मेन पर्सन इन द मूवी? So imagine a movie where the producer, the director, and the main hero is me. And this person talks to me in a little different way. Then who is he? So in the movie that is going on in my mind, the director, the producer, and the hero is me. And any person who does not disagree with me is the villain. And if I am the hero and he is the villain, what should I do with him? So in this way, we have... You know, when people, when shooters shoot, they put a cross mark. You know, gun पे ना एक cross mark रहता है, और वो cross mark जिसके ऊपर रहता है उसको गोली चलाते हैं. Actually, in our own minds, if we are not very careful, we will put cross marks on everyone's head. Anybody who does not agree with us, we say ये तो villain है, इसको तो मैं देख लूँगा. So we have to be very careful. Some more factors related to communication. First is lack of complete or clear communication. What does this mean? It means when something is being described, I don't even describe it completely. Sometimes in a team formation, we say, "Chalo, hum log team hai, abhi saath mein milke ye karna hai." But the responsibilities are not allotted properly. So in the Ayavas Yatra team, somebody was arranging prasad, somebody was arranging for accommodation, somebody was arranging for transportation. But three sincere brahmacharis, if they come together and say, let's organize Ayavas Yatra, will it automatically work out? No, somebody has to tell Prabhu, you just focus on accommodation, you don't focus on transportation. And Prabhu, you focus on transportation, you don't focus on prasad. And Prabhu, you focus on prasad, you don't think about accommodation. That's how it will work, right? But sometimes when the responsibilities are not spelled out clearly, then there is an assumption that I am also supposed to do this, and he is not supposed to do this. And sometimes there is a mess, and sometimes there is misperceptions that happen. Sometimes a proposed intention is not completed. Means you spoke very clearly to somebody, you have to do this, but that person did not do it. So what happens is you give a benefit of doubt initially. But how many times? Because you give a benefit of doubt, the other person feels, मैंने जो गलती की, मैंने जो किया नहीं, वो इसको समझ में ही नहीं आया. He did not even understand that I didn't do it. And then that person stretches your trust that you put in him. And sometimes when that trust is stretched beyond a particular limit, then there are gaps in perception. Then you start feeling, pehle ye mera dost tha, lekin ab ye mera dushman ban gaya hai. So what will help? Making sure that the task is completed properly. Sometimes at home, you know, the parents will speak to the child, agar tumne aisa kiya, तो देख लेना तुमको सजा मिलेगी. एंड द चाइल्ड इज इंटेलिजेंट, द चाइल्ड वॉन्ट्स टू चेक हाउ मच दे हैव टाइम टू डू ऑल दैट. सो इफ द पेरेंट्स कीप स्पीकिंग, अगर तुमने ये किया तो देख लेना मेरे से बुरा कोई नहीं होगा, एंड द चाइल्ड ना वो थोड़ा करता है वैसे. हैव यू सीन? छोटे बच्चों को जितना बोलेंगे ये मत करना, ये किया तो देखना, वो बोलेगा अब भी तो करना ही पड़ेगा. And then he does it. And when he does it, if there is no matching between the words and the action, the child understands this is all fluff. वो सीटी बजाते तो कैसे हवा निकलती है? वैसे मेरे माता पिता केवल ऐसे बोलते रहते हैं. And such a child will never get disciplined. If you really want to discipline a child, you will have to talk straight. If you do this, this is the punishment that is waiting for you. And when that child does it, you will actually have to punish the child. So don't overspeak than what you're going to do, and don't underdo what you spoke. Speak less, discipline, ye punishment milegi. Aap sach mein waisa kijiye, to child ko samajh mein aata hai. Jab jab mere pitaji ne mujhe bola hai, tum aisa karoge to tumko padegi, to padi hai. और पहले छोटी पड़ी थी, लेकिन अगर मैं आगे करता रहूंगा तो ज्यादा पड़ेगी करके. दैट्स हाउ यू नो पीपल चेंज. एंड इफ यू डोंट डू दैट देन इट क्रिएट्स अ गैप. द स्टाइल ऑफ कम्युनिकेशन, कॉन्डिसेंडिंग और डिसरिस्पेक्टफुल. सो समटाइम्स व्हाट हैपेंस, ए सीनियर इज टॉकिंग टू ए जूनियर एंड द जूनियर समटाइम्स विल सी बोथ वेज. द जूनियर वॉन्ट्स टू एक्सप्रेस हिज फ्रस्ट्रेशन टू द सीनियर बिकॉज ही इज ऑल्सो सीनियर टू समबडी. So he goes to his boss and he says, today when I was working, the air conditioner was not working. And when I went to the mess, then the food was not ready. And what kind of a company is this? Food is not prepared on time and the air conditioner is not working. And when I started, the Xerox machine was not working. So actually what he's doing is, he's just expressing his frustration to his boss. And why is he expressing his frustration to his boss? The desire is, if I tell my boss, then the boss will make necessary changes. And tomorrow the company will improve. But the boss, if he's not in a right frame of mind, he will think, why are you talking disrespectfully with me? Main Xerox machine chala raha tha kya? Main wo air conditioner chala raha tha kya? Main tumhare liye khana banau kya? Tum jaake wo mess in charge ko bolo. Tum jaake wo maintenance department ko bolo. Actually, that junior is telling his boss out of respect because he feels he's such a nice boss. If I tell him my problems, he will solve. He may not be the mess in charge. But because he's a responsible person, he will call the mess in charge and say, अरे क्या आपका समय पे खाना नहीं बनता है क्या? अपने कंपनी के लिए अच्छा नहीं है, वो तो समय पे खाना बनना चाहिए. So actually the feeling is of respect. And seeing that the boss is responsible, he is speaking out what is lacking in the company to his boss. But the boss is thinking, he is talking disrespectfully with me. He is dumping all the problems of the entire company on me. It may be seen as disrespectful behavior by the boss. Yes? And sometimes the boss may think this junior needs some correction and this junior is a good junior. Isko agar main bolunga to isko bura nahi lagega. So the boss calls the junior and says, you know what, yesterday I saw you. The lunch hour is only for 1 hour and you were walking around the company half an hour after that. So that's not good and don't do this again. So actually he is thinking, isko agar main spasht bata dunga ki tumhari ye galti hai, to ye sudhar jayega. And what he is thinking, अरे वो डिपार्टमेंट का आदमी भी लंच आवर के बाद में वॉकिंग करता है, वो डिपार्टमेंट का आदमी और मेरा बॉस केवल मुझे ही पकड़ता है. सो ही इज थिंकिंग, व्हाई माय बॉस इज ओनली फोकसिंग ऑन मी. सो व्हाट इज रिस्पेक्टफुल बिहेवियर इज मिस इंटरप्रिटेड एज डिसरिस्पेक्टफुल बिहेवियर. एंड व्हाट इज सीन एज ए रिस्पॉन्सिबल सबॉर्डिनेट एंड देयर इज होप्स दैट ही विल चेंज, इट इज मिस इंटरप्रिटेड एज केवल मुझको ही क्यों बोलते हैं. सो करे तो क्या करे. सो व्हेन यू वर्क in a company and if you are a very responsible subordinate, it will be a very interesting situation. Why? Because all the work in the department will come to you. And sometimes people feel, Prabhuji, main sincere hoon mere company mein, ye meri galti ho gayi. Kyun? Boss ko kabhi bhi last minute pe kuch karna hai. There is some important meeting and he has to make some presentation. The only person he calls in the whole department is me. So now it can be seen as a plus point or it can be seen as a negative point. The plus point is he feels he is the only intelligent guy in the department and if you want something very fast and something worth presenting to his seniors, he is the person to be called. But somebody may see it as a negative point ki ye to aaram kar raha hai, ye to aaram kar raha hai, mujhe kyun kar raha hai. Now the point is when the question comes of promotion or going higher, that time you can argue. Then you can say all your last minute assignments I did, so now I am the person who's worthy, right? So it all depends on, you know, how we perceive things. Somebody is putting his trust into us, we may think, I am the target of this person. But no, actually he is putting his trust into you. So it always will help to clarify with the person. Okay, let's discuss a case study. And I'm going to request you to be very honest so that we can come out with certain lessons for all of us. So this is a quick case study. This is the managing director of one company. Okay, all of you are with me? Great. This is the CEO of a company. He is the executive officer. So who's senior, MD or CEO? MD is senior, right? And the execution is done by the CEO. The CEO is subordinate to the MD. So there is a proposal from the CEO to MD. The CEO is saying, I have a great business idea. It will make huge profits for our company, but it will also harm the environment. What do you feel? Reply from MD to CEO. We want to make great profits for the company. I don't care if it harms the environment. Let's go ahead immediately. Okay? So what happened? Outcome of MD's decision? The CEO followed. And then what happened? There were great profits for the company. But the CEO had mentioned something. What did he mention? It will harm the environment. And actually, the company got great profits, but the environment got harmed. Okay? So now there is a very important question for all of you. Did the MD intentionally harm the environment? How many of you feel yes? Please raise your hands. Taller. Okay, thank you. And I'm really grateful to you for your honest participation. Now we have a scenario two. Okay, please listen attentively. Again, the proposal from the CEO to MD is, I have a great business idea. It will make huge profits for our company, but it will also help the environment. What do you feel? And what is the response of the MD to the CEO? We want to make great profits for the company. I don't care if it helps the environment. Let's go ahead immediately. Now the question for all of you. The outcome of the MD's decision is there were great profits for the company, but the environment also got helped. But what did the MD say? I don't care. I'm interested in the profits for the company. That's what matters. But this time, in scenario two, the environment also benefited. So question for all of you. Did the MD intentionally help the environment? How many of you feel yes? Yes? Okay. Don't look around. Just speak out your heart. If you feel the MD intentionally helped the environment. Okay. Now I'm going to share something with you. This is Joshua Knobe from Yale University. And he is a professor in cognitive science and department of philosophy. So what is cognitive science is? Philosophy, how to understand philosophy. And how to not just keep philosophy in philosophy. How to apply philosophy. This is cognitive science. So he's a professor in that. So he did studies in cross-cultural environments. He's from Yale. Yale is one of the topmost universities. So America mein bhi aise unhone yehi sawal puche. Case study 1, case study 2. And you know what are the results? When the first question was asked, was harming intentional? 82% of the people said yes. Does this match our group results? Yes. And no, only 18% said no. And when the question was asked, was helping the environment intentional? Only 23% of the people said yes. And no was by 77%. Now the question is, in both situations, the MD said two things. I am interested in profits for the company. I don't care whether it harms the environment. And I don't care whether it helps the environment. His focus is on? Did he mention anything about the environment? Well, he said, I don't care about the environment. So, it's very interesting that when there was a negative situation, many of us felt he intentionally harmed the environment. But the same decision when he took about helping the environment, none of us felt he intentionally helped the environment. You know what it means? It means all of us have a negative bias towards people. So this, in philosophy terms, is called the Knobe effect. So after today's presentation, you can search on the Google for the Knobe effect. The Knobe effect says, when something goes wrong, 82% of us feel what went wrong is because of this person. And when something goes good, only 23% of us feel this good thing happened because of this person. So good kiske wajah se hua? Intentionally nahi hua, apne aap hua. Aur bura kis wajah se hua? Iske wajah se hua. Is this not what was coming out in our scenario in Prerna situation also? So if we already have a negative bias towards people, how careful we must be to have a positive bias towards people. So all of us are Kali Yuga products. Yes. And we have to accept it and we have to remember it. So it means when something goes wrong, we don't have to point fingers at people and saying, aapke wajah se galat hua. What we can do is we can be part of the solution. Instead of focusing more and more on the problem, we can focus on the solution. And if something goes good, we can again say, आप सबकी वजह से ये अच्छा हो रहा है. बट अ टिपिकल पर्सन इज वेरी फास्ट इन एट्रीब्यूटिंग प्रॉब्लम्स टू पीपल एंड नॉट सॉल्यूशंस टू पीपल. हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू नो अबाउट अ सिल्क वर्म? सो सिल्क वर्म इज अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग क्रीचर. द सिल्क वर्म क्रिएट्स ए ककून अराउंड इटसेल्फ. यस. And if the silkworm is let alone, then the silkworm also makes a hole in that cocoon and then comes out of it. The length of the cocoon fiber is around 1500 feet. 1300 to 1500 feet ka wo secrete karta hai silkworm. Ek long thread, gol, 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 gol. How much? But when the silkworm makes a hole in it and comes out, then it makes a hole na, to jo lamba thread tha usko multiple cut ho jata hai. So then it cannot be made into a thread and cannot be used for making silk clothes. So what do? People take that cocoon when the silkworm is inside and put it into boiling water. So when they put it into boiling water, the silkworm gets cooked inside. It dies. And then the water, warm water, also allows that single long thread to come out, and it is helpful to make silk cloth. So it's very interesting that the silk worm, you know, it makes a cocoon around itself, and that cocoon is the cause of the death of the silkworm. But if the silkworm makes a determination to come out of it, then it can pierce through the cocoon and come out. But the problem is that the cocoon will get damaged, is it not? So many of us, because we have a negative bias as per the Knob effect, it's similar to a silkworm. We have woven a cocoon of misperceptions and negativity around us. And what happens to the silkworm which stays inside and does not come out? It dies. Many of us, unfortunately, are victims of misinformation, misconception, and misperception, and in this cocoon of misconception and misperception, we are basically suffocating and we are basically dying. So we have to break through this cocoon of misconception and misperception, and only then we will live. And to do that, we need to let go of our misperceptions. Yes. So do not have a negative bias. Instead, it will help if we have a positive bias for each other. Okay, some tips for a way out. We discussed the issues, but now some tips. As a receiver of negativity, somebody is talking negative about you, what we can do is assume goodwill. Assume karo na. Kam se kam aapka blood pressure badhega di. One good thing is about having good views about others is your blood pressure will not rise. Chitraketu Maharaj in the Bhagavatam, he was cursed by Parvati without even asking him. आप क्यों हंसे? He laughed. He saw Shankar, Shiva, having Parvati very close to him, and he was addressing a group of sages. So he was on a Viman. And Chitraketu Maharaj laughed. क्या आश्चर्य चीज है? ये शंकर जी भी बहुत ही बढ़िया है. वैरागी लोगों को भाषण दे रहे हैं और अपनी पत्नी को पास में रख रहे हैं. He just laughed. He didn't say anything. He didn't pass a critical remark. Parvati could not stand it. She cursed him. What did Chitraketu Maharaj say? He assumed goodwill. So he said, my dear mother, Parvati, you have cursed me, na? So mummy kabhi kabhi, mata kabhi kabhi kaan ghumati hai na? Kabhi kabhi daatti hai na? Lekin mata ka intention kaisa rehta hai hamesha? A mother will never think ill. The mafia gangster, his mother also thinks good about him. Bolte, mera bacha na masoom hai. Mother is mother. Chitraketu Maharaj is meeting Parvati for the first time in his life, and what he heard from Parvati Devi is a deadly curse. She said, you become a man-eating Rakshas. This is the curse that Parvati Devi gave. What did he say? My dear mother, hey Amba, with folded hands, he said, you are my mother. Mother always wishes it. He put goodwill on Parvati Devi forcibly. Parvati said, hey. And seeing this confused situation of Parvati Devi, मैंने इसको शाप दिया राक्षस बनने का और ये मुझे अम्मा बोल रहा है, ये मुझे माँ बोल रहा है. तो शंकर जी बोलते हैं, this is the quality of the devotees of Krishna. नारायण परा सर्वे न कुतश्चन बिभ्यति स्वर्ग अपवर्ग नरकेशो. whether they are in the material world, whether they are in Vaikuntha, or whether they are in the hell. Swarga apavarga narkeshu api tulyartha darshina. But it happened because even though he is a victim of misperception, he forced goodwill on the person who cursed him. Shringi, he heard from somebody, अरे मालूम है परीक्षित महाराज ने क्या किया, आपके पिताजी का बहुत बड़ा इंसल्ट कर दिया. एंड विदाउट इवन गोइंग टू दैट प्लेस एंड विदाउट इवन चेकिंग व्हाट हैपेंड विद हिज फादर, स्टैंडिंग राइट देयर, द कौशिका रिवर इज फ्लोइंग नियर बाय, ही पुट हिज फिंगर इनटू द कौशिका रिवर, ही टुक सम वाटर एंड राइट देयर स्टैंडिंग कर्स्ड परीक्षित महाराज. द डॉग हु शुड स्टैंड आउटसाइड द रूम इज कमिंग इनसाइड टू डाइन विद द होस्ट. I curse this Parikshit to die in 7 days and 7 nights. Pucha Parikshit ko? Nahin. Pucha apne pitaji ko, jinka insult hua hai? Nahin. Kiske balbute hai apne itna bada shaap diya? Mera ek dost aya aur mere dost ne bola, aray Shringi, pata hai tere pitaji ke saath bahut bada anyay ho gaya. Dum. Bomb explosion. And the greatest king, Rajarshi, Parikshit Maharaj, you know what is the high status of Parikshit? Parikshit put fear in the eyes of Kali. Who is Kali? Who puts fear in all our eyes? Outside, Kali and his representatives are dancing in Bombay. All the four regulative principles are being broken, right? And every time you pass by a place where any of those four regulative principles are broken, don't you feel fear? Like, kya dangerous jagah hai? Idhar kya kya chalta hai andar? Nahi? Dar lagta hai na? Kali ke सबसे वीक एजेंट्स अभी काम कर रहे हैं कलयुग में, वो हमको डरा रहे. उनके मास्टर कली है, कली को परीक्षित ने डराया, लेकिन ये पावरफुल परीक्षित को एक 7 साल के छोटे से बच्चे ने बिना पूछे बिना कुछ किए शाप दे दिया. सो ही डिडंट पुट गुडविल, ही डिडंट अज्यूम. अगर परीक्षित ने ऐसा किया है कुछ तो उसमें होगा. लेट मी फाइंड आउट द डिटेल्स एंड इफ आई फाइंड आउट परीक्षित इज रॉन्ग देन आई विल कर्स हिम. नो, सो वी हैव टू assume goodwill. Speak out your thoughts firm but gentle. So jo bhi aapko lag raha hai ki there is some misperception about me, you should Prabhu, the way you talk to me and the way you behave with me, I just thought I should share my perception. I feel there is some gap between you and me, and I sense that you want to insult me or something. I'm just sharing my perception. Aisa hai kya? क्लियरली बात करनी पड़ेगी, है कि नहीं? अर्जुन इज रिटर्निंग फ्रॉम द्वारका टू हस्तिनापुर, एंड अर्जुन इज द यंगर ब्रदर एंड युधिष्ठिर इज द एल्डर ब्रदर, एंड आफ्टर रिटर्निंग अर्जुन इज वेरी मोरोज. सो युधिष्ठिर इज थिंकिंग मैंने कुछ गलत किया क्या? बट युधिष्ठिर एज अ रिसीवर ऑफ दैट मोरोजनेस इज नॉट कीपिंग क्वाइट एंड थिंकिंग, अच्छा ये छोटा भाई अभी मुझे सजा देगा क्या? खुद को क्या समझता है मेरा छोटा भाई? युधिष्ठिर महाराज, दिस इज फर्स्ट कैंटो, आई थिंक 14 चैप्टर. Yudhishthir Maharaj, oh Arjun, why are you looking morose? Did somebody approach you for charity and you are not able to give charity? Were you not able to protect old men, children, cows, brahmanas? That's why you are morose. Did you overstay at Dwarka and some people insulted you and that's why you are morose? Is your health all right? You seem to have luster. And did some woman seek shelter but you were not able to give shelter? Yudhishthir Maharaj asks 12 different questions to Arjun, seeing the moroseness on his face. You know why? Because he wants clarity. Assume karke takleef hoti hai, pooch lo, Arjun kya takleef hai, kya hua hai, main kuch help kar sakta hoon kya? Ask clarifying or non-accusatory questions. Don't say, you seem to be morose. You say, what is the problem? Is it this? Is it what I spoke? Is it the way I behave? Should I sit and talk to you? Can we go out for a walk and it will be easier for you to talk? So offer help rather than assume. As a speaker means I am the person who is giving negativity. In the previous, we talked about receiving. As a speaker, slow down to reach faster. What does it mean? In our life, which is a fast-paced life, I am doing so many programs. I have to give 4 classes in a day. I don't have time to talk to my friends. So as I'm rushing, I don't have time to talk to my friends. And because I don't have time to talk to my friends, definitely I don't have time to clarify. So if you really want to go long, you have to slow down. Slow down the pace of your life and spend more time clarifying things. What does it mean to clarify? If you sense somebody is not happy with the way you speak, sit with that person and say, I think, you know, something is wrong. And I just thought I should tell you that day when we met and, you know, I was not able to give you much time. It was because I had some stomach ache and I was rushing to the doctor to get some medicine. Otherwise, you know, whenever I see you, I meet you, and I talk to you. Answer the questions that are not asked. बाद में वो पूछेगा अरे उस दिन तू भाग के गया मुझे आजकल तू बात नहीं करता है मेरे से एंड देन यू टू क्लैरिफाई राइट सो लेटर व्हेन यू क्लैरिफाई यू आर क्लैरिफाइंग इन द मूड ऑफ ए विक्टिम सवालों के जवाब देने से अच्छा वो सवाल पूछने से पहले बता दो कि क्यों हुआ यू विल बी सच ए नाइस पर्सन है मैंने कुछ बोला ही नहीं लेकिन इसने क्लैरिफिकेशन दे दिया सो दिस विल हेल्प अस आंसरिंग क्वेश्चंस दैट आर नॉट आस्क्ड Rephrase your words means use words like, can I help you? Can I do something to please you? So when you speak, it should have the humility of a proposal and not the arrogance of a judgment. Many times what happens is when we talk with people, we talk as if I am the jury, I am the judge and I am the lawyer and the case is dismissed. कुछ तो सुना मैंने आपके बारे में तो मैंने वो lawyer भी मैं ही था केस फाइल किया और जज ने बोला जूरी को वो तो क्या है करके तो जूरी ने बोला अपराधी सजा तो मैं ही lawyer मैं ही जज मैं ही जूरी ऐसा होता है क्या कभी The best judge, if there is a case against him, he is put on the side and he said, wait, somebody else will judge you. So how can, who gave us the adhikar to do all these things ourselves. So we have to be very careful. We have to slow down in our judgments. Third is, again, ask clarifying or non-accusatory questions. The fourth is, always maintain an attitude of, I am in the journey, not yet reached my destination. You know what it means? Main bhi perfect nahi hoon. I am also on the journey. Some years back, in a Cuff Parade, there was a Rath Yatra. And in that Rath Yatra, which happened on Sunday, the Cuff Parade is an office area and it's a very posh area. So there are many Mercedes-Benz cars that are parked on the roads of Cuff Parade. So the organizers of the Rath Yatra, when they were pulling, Rath Yatra means kirtan, high spirits. So it's a khich ke, o Rath Yatra ka jo cart tha, that touched a Mercedes-Benz car. And it did not touch in a very beautiful way. So now everyone is terrified. Arey, Mercedes-Benz ko thok diya. But we know, you know, somebody who is Jai Jagannath bolta hai, to usko car wagere dikhti nahi hai. Now the main person who was organizing this Rath Yatra, he understood the responsibility. So he said, we cannot wait here. And he looked around, koi hai kya owner of this Mercedes-Benz? Nobody. So you know what he did? He took out a piece of paper. And he wrote, my name is this, my phone number is this, we organized a Rath Yatra and accidentally we hit your Mercedes-Benz. Please contact me tomorrow. You are not visible and I cannot even stand here waiting for you. And he put that piece of paper on the wiper of the car. Jai Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki. He put the paper on the wiper of the car. And next day morning he received a phone call. He said, aap hi hai kya? Haan. Aap nahi thoka kya mere car ko? बोले यस बट वी आर विलिंग टू एक्सेप्ट रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी एंड जो भी जरूरी है हम करेंगे करके ही सेड ओके कम टू मीट मी एंड दिस ऑर्गेनाइजर वेंट टू मीट द पर्सन जिसका मर्सिडीज बेंज कार थूक गया था टू हिज शॉक ही फाउंड आउट ही न्यू दिस पर्सन यू नो दिस पर्सन वॉज बिकॉज दिस वर द इनिशियल ईयर्स ऑफ कफ परेड रथ यात्रा फंड कलेक्शन ना कम पड़ गया था फ्रॉम द डिवोटीज दे कुड कलेक्ट ओनली 25,000 रुपीज एंड द कॉस्ट ऑफ दैट एंटायर ऑर्गेनाइजेशन वॉज 1 lakh रुपीज So one time they went to one rich person who is a very religious person in Cuff Parade and they said, हमारे 25,000 रुपया है, 1 lakh रुपया का खर्चा है, तो आप थोड़ा हेल्प करेंगे क्या? So he said, मेरे तरफ से 25. उसने पैसा दे दिया, ज़्यादा. फिर भी अभी गैप है. So he said, I have one more friend who is also very religious and he also gives money, donations like this. चलो उनके पास चलते हैं. So they went to this person. And this person said, 50,000 check to the Ganesh Pandal and who denied them money. Was the person जिसकी Mercedes-Benz वहां पे ठुक गई But the best part is yet to come. The best part is yet to come. What he spoke after that will touch your hearts. He said, I was thinking that unko paisa de diya to aapko to diya nahi maine. But now I know what kind of people you are, that on a Sunday when I was not there and a Mercedes-Benz car was hit, nobody ever puts his name and phone number to accept responsibility. Does anybody do that? Wo bhag jayega udhar se. And you people, you ISKCON people, there was nobody. My chowkidar was not there, but you put a paper there. And when I phoned you, you said, yes, sir, I am that person. So if Hare Krishna Mahamantra and if ISKCON creates this kind of people in the society, I will give you that remaining 50,000 which I didn't give you that day, I'll give you today. And not only he gave that 50,000 there, but he said, in the future, all Rath Yatras, I am going to give you a lot of money because I have seen character transformation happening only in ISKCON. So, why are we speaking this example? Because this person, you know, the person who put that chit there, he did not say, I am perfect. He did not say, I am fault free. He said, galti hui hai, main manta hu galti hui hai, lekin main sudharne ke liye ready hu. In today's times, more than perfection, what is fashionable is accepting our faults and accepting where we are and giving a readiness to improve. That touches people's hearts. Times have changed. So when in our communication, we have this kind of an attitude, I'm a learner. Do kadam aapse aage hoon, lekin main pahuncha nahi. This humility is very sweet. And this humility actually attracts people. And there will be no misperceptions about us. The last point is, explain why, not what or how. When somebody is having a misperception about you and you spoke something which was misperceived, don't speak about what you spoke. When somebody says, aapne to aise bola tha, to hum kya bolte hain? Are, maine ye word use nahi kiya tha, maine ye word use kiya tha. Usme kya hota hai na? Woh to ghis jata hai. Nahin? I'm not sure how many of you experience this. Or sometimes you focus on how you spoke it. You know what? Actually, I was sitting on a chair. And you were sitting down. And I spoke it. So I had to shout because I was at a distance. And that's why I shouted. I didn't mean to hurt you. It will never work. So don't, in a misperception situation, do not focus on what and how. Focus on why. If you have been misperceived, you speak about why did you speak it. Maine jo bola, aapko bura laga na maine jo bola. Lekin maine kyu bola malum hai? Uske piche kya karan tha malum hai? If your reason is good, and if you clarify things, then that person will understand his why is clean, his what is wrong, his how is not right, but his why is good and his intentions were good. So if his intentions were good, even if the perceptions were wrong, it doesn't matter so much. Is it not? So there is a golden circle of communication. Most people in this world, when they talk and when they communicate, they speak about what. Tumko ye karna hai, main ye karne wala hoon, and so on. A very few people who are smaller, the second circle inside, they focus on how. Tum aise karna. Ye nahi batate hai ki tumko kya karna hai. Ye batate hai ki kaise karna hai. Which is additional knowledge. And the very few people in this world, when they communicate, they focus on the why principle. In the Gita, when Krishna is speaking to Arjun and guiding him for the war, did he speak on, Arjun, ek kaam karna, ye weapon se ladna. Any shloka in the Gita where Krishna talks about the weapon? No. Any shloka in the Gita where Krishna says, use your right hand while shooting the arrow. Because you are ambidextrous. You know? His Savyasachi. Arjun can use both hands. No shloka Krishna mentions you should fight with the right hand and when you get exhausted you fight with the... No such thing. He says he can figure it out what and he can figure out wow, how. But a normal person in confusion cannot figure out why. So the whole Gita is, why should you fight Arjun? Dharm ki sthapna karni hai. Kaise karni hai? Tum soch lena. Tum intelligent ho. Lekin dharm ki sthapna ke liye ladna hai. Ye Shri Krishna Bhagwan ne bataya. Ye Arjun ko pata nahi tha. So, all these principles of communication now we are discovering. But if you go through the scriptures, you will find Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They don't focus much on what and how. They focus on why. So if you follow these simple principles, then I feel it will be nice. I'll just end with this very sweet story. I'll end with a sweet story about perception. On the screen is Ramdas Swami, very famous in Maharashtra. So one time he was giving a Ramkatha, and while Ramkatha, he was speaking about Sita Devi in Ashoka Vatika of Lanka. And as he's giving Katha, he's saying, Jab Hanuman ji milne ke liye aaye Sita Devi ko, the flowers that were next to Sita Devi were white in color. And wherever Ramkatha is going on, sincerely, Hanuman ji is sitting there. Well, Hanuman ji is always eager to hear Ramkatha. So Hanuman ji could not tolerate it. Hanuman ji got up and he said, Ek minute, the flowers that were there in Ashok Vatika next to Sita Devi were red in color. Ramdas Swami said, I am really thankful to you, Hanuman ji, for coming here and telling me, but my Guru Maharaj told me that the flowers in Ashok Vatika were white in color. Hanuman ji became angry and he said, Your Guru knows better, I know better, I was there. So Ramdas Swami is thinking, although you were there, but my Guru Maharaj is right. So the flowers were white in color and you are wrong. So he says, Hanuman ji says, this is too much. Theek hai, aapko mere upar bharosa nahi hai, hai ki nahi? But Sita Devi, let's go and ask Sita Devi. So they went to Sita Devi. They said, Sita Devi, we are having an argument. What was the color of flowers next to you in Ashok Vatika? She said, blue. So now there is further confusion. So Hanuman ji saying, no, red, they were not blue. And Sita Devi is saying, no, blue. And Ramdas Swami is saying, no red, no blue, white. So then, who will solve this? So then Ramdas Swami remembers his guru and he prays and he says, I am saying white, I have full trust in you. But Hanumanji was there personally and he is saying red. And Sita Devi is saying, Ramdas Swami, aap to the nahi wahan pe. Hanumanji the, lekin Hanumanji kitne samay ke liye the? Kuch samay ke liye the. Main wahan pe 10 mahine thi. 10 months I was in Ashok Vatika. Don't I know the color of flowers there? So this whole thing went to Ramdas Swami's guru. And guru is saying, actually the color of the flowers there was white. When Hanumanji came there, he saw the bad, sad situation of Sita Devi and he had a lot of anger for Ravan. So he had bloodshot eyes and that's why he saw the white flowers as red. And Sita Devi was crying for 10 months, chanting the names of Ramchandra. So with tears in her eyes, she saw the white flowers as blue flowers. So she is saying blue, that is correct. Hanumanji is saying red flowers, that is also correct. Kyunki Ravan ke upar gussa tha. But the real flowers, the color of the flowers was white. So who's wrong? So sometimes it's very good if there are some misperceptions because that misperception shows how much love you have for Krishna. Hanumanji has so much love for Ram. Bolta hai, Ravan ne galti kiya, Ravan ne itna takleef diya, usko chhodunga nahi. Us gusse ke wajah se lal phool dikh rahe. Sita Devi ko Ramchandra se itna prem hai ki unke virah mein roye ja rahe, isliye unko safed phool neele dikh rahe hain. Aur Ramdas Swami ko Ramchandra ji se itna prem hai, Guru Maharaj ne jo katha sunai hai wo kabhi badal nahi sakti. To Guru Maharaj ke aagya palan karke Ram ji ki katha kare, usme bol rahe hain ki Sita Devi ke bagal mein jo phool the wo safed the. Who is right and who is wrong? All of them are right, but all of them are different from each other. Why? Because the center point is Lord Ramchandra and love for Lord Ramchandra. So even if there are misperceptions and misconceptions in all of us, we have to harmonize it on a higher principle. Does he love Krishna? If he loves Krishna, his red flower and my white flowers are right. Does she love Krishna? Her blue flowers and my white flowers are right. And because all of us love Krishna, some white flowers, some red flowers, some green flowers, some white, yellow flowers, whatever it is, it's all right. Why? Because finally all of us are here to serve His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and Shri Radha Gopinath. Yes? So thank you very much. I'm really grateful to all of you. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan Ki Jai. So, yeah, I'm really...
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, is this Nandu Lal Prabhu. The class was very excellent and it was a very much needed class, right? And we hope that
it was much needed for me. And now that I've spoken all this, I'll have to practice all this. I'm learning myself. Thank you for giving me this opportunity and speaking this. Now it's my responsibility to practice all this. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ru. So it was a wonderful class, and we have a short time now. So we will have just one question and then we'll have some kirtan. So if someone has any question, you can raise your hand. So there. Okay. So mic, agar.
Yeah.
So till the mic goes to the Prabhu, I will give you some announcements. So next Prerna Festival will be on 25th of March. And speaker is His Grace Padyamanu Shri Prabhu. And also we are very fortunate, the ecstasy is going to increase only because Gaur Purnima is coming. So Gaur Purnima is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So Kurute Surasam Jagata Jivanam Pranamami Sachi Sutta Gauravaram. So by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here are some sweet announcements. The next IVAS camp will be at Nasik. Haribol. And the dates are 8th and 9th of April. So please note down. 8th and 9th April, the next IVAS camp at Nasik. Also, I hope all of you are in IVAS WhatsApp group, so you will be updated. And fortunately for this year, the 15th of August is coming on Tuesday. Okay. So if you take holiday on Monday, then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then another one more day, there is a holiday. So we are going to Jaipur for 5 days Yatra. So these are the wonderful announcements on the, you know, Gaur Purnima is coming. So we are announcing this. So we pray to Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ji that this Prerna Festival, today 500 people came. How many came?
500.
So can we pray to Radha Gopinath Ji to give us intelligence that next Prerna Festival will reach 750. Is it possible?
Yes.
So what you will do for that? Each one, help one. Each one? So please try to get your friends. So now I request Prabhu to have your question. You can ask.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for this wonderful class. So my question was ki, jaisa aapne bola ki when some conversation goes wrong and you feel little hurt, thoda kuch miscommunication ki wajah se. So just unke saath baithiye and discuss. I felt this. So what was the thing? So but कई बार ऐसे होता है कि वो लाइक एज में बहुत बड़े हैं और मम्मी पापा टाइप लाइक सीनियर हैं, सो उनके साथ बैठने में भी ऐसा लगता है कि उनको बुरा लगेगा और दिस थिंग वी आर लाइक नॉट वेरी कंफर्टेबल और अ लिटिल अफ्रेड टू ओपन अवर हार्ट विद देम, सो हाउ टू लाइक क्लियर दोस थिंग.
सी व्हेन वन डिवोटी, लेट्स से आई हैव अ मिसपरसेप्शन अबाउट समबडी एंड दिस पर्सन इज फीलिंग प्रभु जी सीनियर हैं तो कैसे बोलूं मैं. Over a period of time, if we don't clean this mess, will the mess increase or will the mess decrease? So slowly, he'll go away from me. And if he goes away from me, is it going to help anybody? So we have a choice. One is the pain of clarification. And one is the pain of going away from devotional service. See, we feel exams are cracked based on intelligence. Yes, I know many intelligent people, because they did not have inspiration in their heart, they did not do well in their competitive exams. Sab padhe hain, sab malum hai, lekin inspiration nahi. We feel wars are fought based on weapons. Actually, wars are fought based on inspiration. The soldiers need to be in high spirits when they are fighting. If the soldier feels unprotected from their own country, you may have the best weapons and you may have the best ammunition, but you finally the trigger has to be pulled by the soldier, right? So it all depends on the inspiration. If we go away from devotees, if we don't have inspiration, we have, okay, I'll ask it. Do we have Bhagavad Gita at our home? Yes. Do we have Bhagavatam? Some of us. Do we have other books? Yes. How many of us are reading those books every day? Less, right? What is the problem? The language of Prabhupada's books is very difficult to read, right? I'm just asking, not putting any pressure on you. The language is not difficult? No. The books are super costly books. How can Prabhupada keep his book super costly? Right? No. The philosophy that is mentioned is written in such difficult language. Kathin hai bahut samajhna, nahi? The examples that are given in Prabhupada's books are from 50 centuries back. No modern day example in Prabhupada's books is difficult to relate to it, right? What is the problem in reading Prabhupada's books? Yes, it's not part of the general youth culture. Inspiration nahi hai. Sabse saste books, agar hai to Prabhupada ji ke hai, sabse easy language mein likhe hai to Prabhupada ke hai. 21st century examples agar use kiye hai to Prabhupada ke examples hai. The way Prabhupada, you know, systematically explains is all there in Prabhupada books, but because it is not part of our general culture and there is inspiration is not there, that's why we don't read. So actually, spiritual revolution will happen not by money, spiritual revolution will happen not by intelligence, spiritual revolution will happen by inspiration. Any tough thing in this world will not happen because of goods, resources, money, intelligence, dot, 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 you fill in the dots. It will happen by inspiration. Prerana honi chahiye. Jinke paas resources nahi hai, lekin prerana hai, wo prerana ke aadhar pe crack kar jate hai. Is it not? There has to be fire in the heart. If there is fire in the heart, you don't have money, you sit in the lamp post light on the street and read. And if you don't have fire in the heart, you have an air conditioned room and you have 1,000 focus lights, but you don't read, you go to sleep. Is it not? Is it not true? So, you know what? All of us are going to fight with Maya. All of us are going to follow the four regulative principles. All of us are going to do exceptional service to please Srila Prabhupada. Not by money. Not by intelligence. Not by resources. We are going to do it only if we are inspired in our hearts. And the only way to get inspiration in our lives is through other inspired devotees. If we are not in touch with inspired devotees, our library may be full of Prabhupada books. My wallet is rich with Paytm money. Aap batao kaun si yatra hai, main sabse pehla registration mera rehta hai. But if there is no inspiration, we don't feel like doing all these things. And if we have inspiration, we go to our counselor and say, Prabhuji, paise nahi mere paas, lekin mujhe yatra main chhod nahi sakta. Aap log Jaipur leke ja rahe hai, Radha Govind ji ke darshan liye bina to main chhod nahi sakta. Kuch arrange karenge ki aap mere paise bhar do yatra ke. और हर महीने में 100-100 रुपए में भरूंगा और मेरा जो कैंटीन का मेरा जो पैसा आता है मेरे माता पिता मुझे पैसा भेज देते हैं उसमें से 100-100 रुपए एक महीने में मैं सेव कर सकता हूँ. एवरीडे 3 रुपीज आई कैन सेव. सो 3 रुपीज पर डे मीन्स महीने में 100 रुपया. महीने में 100 रुपया मैं एक साल 12 महीने में 100-100 रुपया दूंगा तो 1200 रुपया हो जाएगा. इन दिस वे पीपल हैव बेग्ड टू पार्टिसिपेट इन यात्रा बिकॉज ऑफ देयर इंस्पिरेशन बट लैक ऑफ मनी. एंड आई नो मेनी डिवोटीज हु आर फुल ऑफ मनी, दे डोंट हैव इंस्पिरेशन. आई कॉल देम, प्रभु जी आप आ रहे कि नहीं यात्रा में? नहीं प्रभु जी मैं थोड़ा बिजी हूं, यात्रा में नहीं आ रहा हूं. सो व्हाई एम आई मेंशनिंग दिस? वॉर्स आर फॉट बाय इंस्पिरेशन नॉट बाय वेपन्स. कॉम्पिटिटिव एग्जाम्स आर क्रैक्ड बाय इंस्पिरेशन नॉट बाय इंटेलिजेंस. एंड सिमिलरली द वॉर अगेंस्ट माया विल बी क्रैक्ड बाय दोज हु हैव इंस्पिरेशन नॉट बाय पीपल हु आर डॉट डॉट डॉट. सो द बेस्ट वे टू गेट इंस्पिरेशन इज थ्रू द एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज. इफ देर इज एनी फ्रिक्शन बिटवीन डिवोटीज, सॉर्ट इट आउट. इफ यू आर फार internally from devotees, you cannot follow the regulative principles properly. You cannot have a desire to practice purity. Why? Because practicing purity in today's times is going upstream the river. Nadi aise beh rahi hai, ulti disha mein ja rahe hain hum log. People who are sitting in this classroom, in this prerna hall, are basically swimming against the stream. It's very difficult to swim against the stream, right? You need inspiration. You need strength, little bit. But you need inspiration. I will go, I will fight against Maya, I will practice the four regulative principles. So all of us have to ask, do we want to practice the regulative principles? Do you want to chant Hare Krishna?
Yes.
Not just today, for your whole life?
Yes.
Do you want to get initiated?
Yes.
Do you want to read Prabhupada books? For all this, you don't require money. Please record this video, and anytime you need books and you don't have money, you come to me. There are devotees who are ready to sponsor books, but devotees, it's difficult for people to give inspiration. And the only thing that is lacking in all our lives is not money. Kitne logo lagta hai, paisa nahi hai, nahi to Prabhupada ji books padh leta main. Batao, koi hai kya? Koi bola, itne difficult likhe, intelligence hota to main padh leta, intelligence nahi, isliye nahi. All of us are intelligent, all of us are. We don't have inspiration. Actually, the only way is the association of sincere devotees. If some small misunderstanding is preventing us from going close to any devotee, it's too high a price. कि प्रभु जी को शायद बुरा लगेगा तो मैं चुप बैठता हूं, डिस्टेंस इंक्रीज हो जाएगा, माया के जाल में फंस जाएंगे, क्या फायदा हुआ, उससे अच्छा प्रभु जी को पकड़ो और बोलो प्रभु जी 5 minutes only, I need to talk to you. I think you have a misperception about me and I want to clarify that misperception. And then maybe he'll speak, he'll tell, ऐसा ऐसा आपने किया था क्या, तो आप clarify कर लेना. Honestly अगर करेंगे, why अगर बोलेंगे, how और what पे focus नहीं करेंगे, I think it will get solved. And in the inspiration of all like-minded souls, we will be able to do what 99.9% of the human population on the planet is not able to do. Young boys at this age, do they listen to Prerna lectures? What do they do? Saturday night is what time? Are nahi. Saturday time is to Jai Gaur Anita hai? Aisa hai? What is Bombay doing Saturday night? What he said. But all of you are very special souls. आप बोलते हैं मुझे क्लब में नहीं जाना है, मुझे हरे कृष्ण कीर्तन में डांस करना है, मैं बहुत सुंदर प्रेरणा का प्रसाद खाऊंगा और प्योर बनूंगा. And just to encourage all of you and just to give continuous inspiration for all of you, we are organizing this Prerna festivals. Please do not miss any single Prerna festival. So, the answer to this question is, please do not go away from a single devotee in your life. It is not worth it. Clarify kar lo. Ho jayega. लेकिन दूर जाने से जो आफत आएगी वो बहुत बड़ी आफत है. यू नो आफ्टर सो मेनी लाइफ टाइम्स वी हैव कम टू अ ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ, आफ्टर सो मेनी ह्यूमन फॉर्म्स ऑफ लाइफ वी केम टू स्पिरिचुअलिटी, आफ्टर सो मच स्पिरिचुअलिटी वी केम टू इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. हाउ रेयर इट इज टू बी बॉर्न आफ्टर 1965. वॉट इफ यू वेर बॉर्न बिफोर 1965, यू वुड नॉट हैव मेट, वी वुड नॉट बी पार्ट ऑफ इस्कॉन. हम लोग, हमारा जन्म बाद में हुआ व्हेन प्रभुपाद इनकॉर्पोरेटेड इस्कॉन एंड ही सेड No tapasya, eat paneer, eat nice food, but chant Hare Krishna. Itna simple aur itna pure, deadly combination. Pehle bhi kabhi kisi ne, jo pehle purity dete the na, unka lamba list tha. Aur jo aaj without condition preaching kar rahe hain, wo purity nahi de rahe. There are many organizations that are talking about spirituality, but they are not presenting the message as it is. And there are people who are presenting the message as it is, but it is so much full of strictness. Our hope is in the message of Srila Prabhupada, purity ko intact rakha hai, lekin bole hai, prasad achha khao, naye naye tunes pe, aisa bhi nahi ki unki jo tune hai, usi ke upar Hare Krishna chanting karna hai. Naye naye tunes aate hai, koi western tunes aate hai, koi Indian tunes aate hai, Prabhupada is so broad-minded. Just chant Hare Krishna and the 4 principles that I have told you, follow it and I'll take you back home, back to Godhead. This offer has opened only in 1965. So, don't miss this offer at any cost. Stay under the shade of the feet of His Divine Grace and don't get distance from any devotee. Stay connected to all devotees. Don't pay that huge price. So thank you so much. I'm really grateful to all of you for giving me a chance to speak on this topic. It has helped me also while preparing for this topic. And let us all pray to Shri Radha Gopinath and Gaur Nitai. We'll have Kirtan now. Let us pray to Radha Gopinath and Gaur Nitai that let us come closer as a community. Let us come closer to each other. And in inspiration, practice purity and go back home, back to Godhead, dancing and eating pasta. Haribol.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, bro. So there are some couple of announcements. Please be patient. Today's prasad has been sponsored by the devotees who are passed out from KEM College. And today's prasad is pasta, hakka noodles, soup and butter halwa. So let us thank these wonderful devotees from KEM by loudly chanting 3 times. Haribol. So full form of KEM is Krishna engage me. Okay. So now Krishna's endless mercy. That is right. Okay. And these are the most important announcements. Today morning 8 to 10 volunteers had come and done all the subjugatings. So subjugating is done by IOS devotees from KEM, then Mataji volunteers from Worli, then plate washing seva is done by IOS devotees guided by Hari Govind Prabhu. Evening services are done by KEM based devotees, also devotees guided by Prem Kishore Prabhu. So let us thank them by loudly chanting three times. Haribo. Now we request to the people, the students who have come for first time, jo pehli bar hai, krupe apne jagah pe khade ho jaiye. Those who have come for first time, please stand up. Hare Krishna. So thank you for coming to ISKCON Chowpatty, and we pray to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ji that this should be your beginning of your spiritual life and you continue on this path. So for you, aap jab prasad lenge to niche Bhakti Vedanta hall hai. Kya hai niche? Bhakti Vedanta hall. To wahan plate leke wahan jaake baithiye, wahan pe aapko gift bhi milenge. So hum sab in log ka welcome karenge three times Hari Bol bol ke. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So kindly sit down, and now we'll be having kirtan. So in kirtan, we request you please dance in circles. Hare Krishna.